Chapter 23. Shaw stretched himself out along the top of the flat rock set at the far end of Gord and checked his watch. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. Tourist buses came all during the day, disgorging their passengers, who would stand where Shaw now was prone and snap their digital pictures of the breathtaking views. Shaw was also here because of the views. Only his were of the twin villas, Waller's and Janie Collins's. His electronic night glass turned solid masses, such as people, cars, and potted plants, into firm, heightened outlines with many discernible features, while casting the background into a liquid green. There was one light on in the woman's place, while Waller's was dark. Not surprising, since the man was not there yet. He had not seen Janie Collins for a couple of days, but his interest in her had only increased. Shaw moved his torso a bit to provide relief against the sharp rock digging into his shoulder. The movement from below brought him back to alert. He focused his glass and watched as she emerged from light into darkness that his optics ate through with enviable clarity. Janie was barefoot and wearing a robe. As she slipped it off, he saw she was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath. She slipped on swim goggles, tied her hair back, and dove in, breaking the surface of the water cleanly. She cut through the water with sharp strokes. She reached one side, did a flip turn, and proceeded back the other way. After 5 laps, Shaw knew she was counting her strokes. There was little ambient light, no moon, and the light from the house lost all potency before it reached the poolside, so there was no way she could see the walls to know when to turn. 30 laps later, she'd not diminished her speed. Shaw had to keep rubbing his eyes because her methodical movements were hypnotic, like watching a metronome whisk back and forth. The light coming on caused Shaw to leave the woman and focus on the villa next door. As the man came into view, Shaw saw that it wasn't Waller. He couldn't see his features that clearly, but the man was bigger and far bulkier than the Canadian. Shaw assumed that he was part of an advanced security team. As Shaw had predicted to Frank previously, Waller's men would search the place and then lock it down, probably posting sentry perimeters until the boss arrived. It was the same protocol the United States Secret Service used. Shaw watched as the burly man dressed all in black expertly searched the outdoor space, his pistol out and ready as it pointed into darkened corners. Shaw saw the man flinch and then look over his shoulder. In a few seconds, he'd passed by the pool in Waller's rear grounds, gained hand and footholds on the dividing wall between the properties, and scrambled upward to peer over it. Shaw's glass shot back to Janie. Finished with her swim, she was walking up the steps of the pool. As he continued to stare, she stripped off her wet bathing suit and let it fall to the pool deck. She picked up the towel and dried off before wrapping it around her. Shaw swiveled his gaze to the man at the wall. Even with his electronics, he couldn't see the man's features clearly enough, but he assumed the guy was pleased with this show of female nudity. He was certain the man would report back to Waller with this juicy bit of intelligence. Janie might have inadvertently made a very serious blunder. An hour later, the Waller villa went dark, and Shaw let his night glass swivel back to Janie's house. He stiffened a bit. In the darkest corner, by an alcove, he thought he saw movement. Was it Janie? Or had one of Waller's men gotten into the rear grounds from the other direction while Shaw was focused on the villa next door? Shaw's mind raced ahead. Had the woman locked the rear sliding glass door? Shaw decided that she probably hadn't. She was too trusting, too ready to give out personal information. For the time being, he forgot about any vague suspicions he might have had of her. She was probably a young, naive heiress vacationing next door to a psychopath who sold young women into sexual slavery. Shaw jumped to his feet and ran. He had a Vespa he'd been getting around on, but the little engine's whine would be problematic at this hour of the night. He pounded down the empty cobblestone streets of Gord, past the town square, down a shortcut by the church, around an alley, and down another set of aged steps that cut still more time off the trip. Passing an amphitheater that hosted concerts during the warmer months, he skipped down the final step of stone risers that would deliver him to within 10 meters of the two villas. He peered around a corner of stone, jutting out from the otherwise sheer face of the cliff. Janie's villa was on the right, Waller's on the left.